Pennsylvania General Assembly does not and will not have a hand in choosing the state's presidential electors or in deciding the outcome of the presidential election.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. New York City is stepping up its efforts to fight rising numbers of coronavirus cases, especially for tourists coming to the area.
Most travelers entering the state have to provide a negative test at arrival, then quarantine for 3 days, and then take another test before they can be quarantined free. The New York Sheriff's Office is beefing up enforcement at checkpoints, at bridges and tunnels leading into the city.
Fox's David Lee Miller. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former State Representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor Residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus, the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, Thanksgiving edition of the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Don't forget Sweet Creek Farm Market Pies Cakes. They've got a great selection. They're going to be closing early today. So head out there, jump park right there next to the store, and then just run in, grab your cake, grab your pie, run back out, and then have a great Thanksgiving for me. Let's see. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi. First of all, can I get into the Sweet Creek drawing?
Have you been a good boy?
I try once in a while.
Give me month and day of birth, Eric.
April 1st.
April Fools, huh? Okay.
Yep, I'm always said that I'm one of the few people that have a holiday named after them.
I like that. I like that a lot. Eric, we got you in. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yeah, several times. But I'm on the other side of town. I'm about 50 miles away from them.
Well, so we're going to do the drawing on Friday at 1:30 to 1:45.
Okay.
So listen in, okay?
Okay.
Do you want in on the Mortgage Corporation in the South? How close are you to Prattville? To Wetumpka.
Yeah, I'm a Wetumpka resident, or in the outlying rural areas, please.
Okay, put them in for both of those. We do that drawing at 1:05 Friday for the Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show.
Okay, I'll listen to both.
Perfect.
What I called about is, would you please cite where you got that piece on the Federal District Court in Philadelphia?
Yeah, we got it on Fox News. It was my source, but that's good enough for me.
Because I write a kind of a blog or a forum, and we've got a guy that is just a plain pain in the ass about Biden winning, and so I can't wait to announce that one to him.
I'll tell you what to do is go to foxnews.com.
Okay.
And what they do is they have a news bar up there, and you'll see the news stories.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Joey, let's share with the audience what we were correct on the gun situation. And once he told me the date, it jogged my memory.
Yes, because of the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986.
1986? Who was president then? That'd be Ronald Reagan.
It's a federal law that revised many of the provisions of the Gun Control Act of 1968. As such, it makes it illegal for the national government or any state in the country to keep any sort of database or registry that ties firearms directly to their owner. Now, it does allow to grandfather in, so if there were states already doing this, it did allow some of that. And don't forget, just because the federal law says something is illegal, that states, you know, don't try to do certain things.
Yeah, like, there you go.
But because there are some databases held by the ATF on multiple sale reports on suspect guns of a suspect being used for criminal purposes, of traced guns, out of business records, and theft guns.
And also, that is talking about the federal part of things, not the gun store part of things.
Right.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Joey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm getting wet. I think you're going to get wet when you get off work.
I know. I was just talking to Joey about that, and then they say they're hell warnings that are out there, and here's a guy who owns a garage, and his car is sitting out there in the parking lot.
Yeah, I was sitting at the intersection of Woodley and Southern Boulevard when it came in.
Yeah.
And it was raining so hard, I couldn't see the car in front of me. And then it just kind of stopped after about 5 minutes of that first hit.
So, that's clearly a front.
Yeah, so now it's kind of just raining, but you can actually see. I just wanted to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a safe trip.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate that. What are your plans for T-Day?
I'm probably going to go to my sister's house with about some people that come in from Huntsville, my niece and her husband.
Well,
probably about five of us.
I want you to have a safe and prosperous Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. I'm blessed in that way. Well, you take care, and y'all take care.
Thanks, Duke. Appreciate
you. All right, bye-bye.
Doug, how in the world have you been?
Great. Man, I am going through. I'm going the wrong way. I'm headed to just right outside of Starkville. I hope it thins out a little bit before y'all get it. I'm just now enjoying the app because I'm normally just local. But anyway.
Wait, so you're leaving Starkville heading back here?
No. Just left Elmore County headed to Starkville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Headed northwest. Dan, I normally call seeking information, advice, and wisdom, but I just wanted to voice my concern and get your opinion.
Sure.
Maybe lighten up my spirits. And I wanted to start, and I'm talking about Democrats in the White House. Now, I know that we stand a good chance of at least 51 in the Senate, so maybe it's going to be 4 years worth of fighting and drama and 4 years worth of fake news and nothing terrible happens except through executive fiat. And I don't know exactly what Biden or whoever's going to be pulling his puppet strings, what they can do through executive fiat. But if you go back to Clinton, he was almost considered a centrist. But then when this country elected and reelected Obama, I'm like, it's the end of the world. He's so far to the left that he's almost off the chart. But Dan, in your opinion, is the current Democrat agenda more liberal and is it farther left than even the Obama years?
That's a great question, Doug, and I'll tell you what the difference is. When Obama was elected, they had 60 U.S. senators. A lot of them were elected on being mainstream. It's not red, it's not white, it's America, those kind of lines. And Obama, for that time period from the 2009 until the 2011, where they lost the Senate, remember, they went from 60 U.S. senators down to 51 or 52. And then went to 48. And so what happened is the corpus of what was left out of that group was much more liberal than those that were brought up, and Kamala Harris would be one of those that brought up. It turned the Democrat Party into a much more liberal party. Same thing that just happened with the election in 2024 for the House. The people who lost, that makes the Democrat Party, the corpus of it, the main part of it, much more liberal. Because when you lose a Max Rose, then AOC has got more, she's got more oomph there within the Congress. So the Democrats have clearly gotten much more liberal from 2011 to right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, can
Congress and Senate.
Will Biden, with his pen, can he do substantial or detrimental damage to the free market economy through government getting their hands back in it?
Yes, he can. He can sick the EPA on a whole bunch of people that don't pay attention. Yellen being at Treasury is kind of disturbing in this part. They're going to want to have cheap money, but they also may want to have cheap money with a whole bunch of strings attached to it. And that is something that we did a morning call those yesterday that talked about that. And so the jury's still out on that. I'll have much more information for you guys as that progresses. But, yeah, he can do a lot of damage. He can do a lot of damage with EPA. He can do a lot of damage with labor regulations, with MSHA, OSHA, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I did EPA. Not fail Civics 101. Yeah, I didn't fail Civics 101, but it was a long time ago. Can the president with his pen raise taxes, or does that have to be a legislative action?
Taxes have to originate from Congress. But
thank God,
there are some things that he could do that would be fees and things like that.
Okay.
but he could not.
He cannot raise taxes. He's got to be passed by the House and the Senate.
Right, so he can't affect payroll taxes. Can he increase corporate taxes? He can just fee corporate America and small business America to death. I mean, I know he won't do that literally, but he could do damage through fees.
He cannot raise the corporate tax from 21 to 28 without Congress.
Okay. Okay, Dan, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm enjoying the app, and enjoy your tea day tomorrow, wherever that might be.
You have a good one. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let's fit Marianne in here if we could. Marianne, how have you been, my dear?
Good afternoon, you handsome gentleman.
How are you, who needs her eyes fixed?
I just had cataract surgery in May.
Oh, so I haven't seen you since May. So now you look at me and go, boy, you're the dog ugliest guy I've ever seen.
No, you're not. You're both handsome gentlemen. When I had my first eye surgery, my son was taking me to get some breakfast, and we got to see Joey, and I got to hug his neck. So that was a very good day for me.
Good for you.
Mr. Morris, I would like to ask a question that does not involve Sweet Creek or mortgage home or the mortgage company.
Yeah.
I'm going to change your subject, though. This is one thing that's been on my mind through this whole mystery of the Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it? At one point during that adventure, there was one man who was in Italy that I want to say the FBI caught up with, and they gave him a suitcase or a briefcase with money in it. They split up. The man went by Greece on the way back to the United States.
Yeah, let me give you the right story here. His name was Papadopoulos. He was in Israel, and this guy dropped in his lap $10,000, and he took that $10,000, gave it to his attorney, who I thought it was in either Italy or France, and then flew from there to Dulles Airport in Washington, in Virginia, where the FBI was waiting on him, and he suspects that it was a sting operation. Those were marked bills,
and that's what I'm thinking too. My question is, with the amount of money and the connections you have, could you ask one of your connections who signed for the money? That's the one thing I've wanted to know.
Somebody
had to sign for it.
Yeah, there's a question. That's a question that Devin Nunes has asked, and he doesn't know yet.
Well, I'm listening to hear who did sign for that.
Yeah, me too.
Because if they ever get their hands on that money and nobody's touched it or done anything with it, it's just been sitting there that whole time, I'm thinking the serial numbers will match, and that person ought to go to jail too.
Yeah, well, what it would be is a sting operation to try to intentionally get a Trump campaign person.
Well, bless their hearts.
I think Durham has owned that if he's worth his salt as an investigator.
Well, I sure hope so. In the meantime, I'm just being a disenfranchised voter out here after this last election as I listen to you, and I just hope and pray that Donald Trump can pull this off. Otherwise, we're going to have a nursing home for president and cabinet, as far as I'm concerned.
Or in the words George Bush, is that we're going to be in some deep doo-doo?
Yeah, that too. Please be careful on your travels. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, both of you, and I look forward to hearing you after the holidays.
Thank you. Listen on Friday.
I love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Marianne weighing in, do you have the match slap? I didn't say how long that lasted. And while you're doing that, I'm going to remind people about my cough. Mortgage Corporation of the South. Guys, John Williams is just a prince of a guy. He's taking the week off because you guys did such a great job calling him, and him helping was able to help you out. And I'm talking about a lot of people. So get Mortgage Corporation South. The girls are there. Ashley is there. Any of them can go to. If you're self-employed, I recommend Ashley highly. 567-9000, 567-9000, particularly if you have a VA loan that's in the threes, 567-9000, call Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, and Equal Housing. Linder. We're going to be back. Beautiful, magical.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272922A, that's where we are. We just picked up a piece here. Matt Slapp was on Sean Hannity show with Jason Chaffetz last night. This is a very short piece, minute and 30 seconds. Joey and I are hearing this for the first time along with you. Let's listen in together.
Yeah, for the first time in this whole tragic story of the 2020 presidential election, a state court has granted Republicans in Nevada and the Trump campaign the ability to present their case of widespread illegal balloting and to just depose up to 15 people who know what went down in Clark County in the state of Nevada. So this is big news. You know, a lot of people in the national media have said, you know, if you have evidence of voter fraud, show it. Well, we have thousands and thousands of examples of real people and real life instances of voter illegality. And I just think it's a great step that we're going to have a chance to present it in court. If we get a fair hearing, I believe the results in Nevada should be switched.
Yeah, I would really like to hear the Clark County clerk explain to people why non-residents of Nevada can continue to vote in Nevada. I can't wait to have him in a deposition.
Yeah,
with
non-residents,
his hand right.
People, that's right, people voting twice, dead people voting. And the biggest thing, which is true in all of these states we're talking about, including in Georgia, where a third of the ballots were cast in the mail. In Nevada, half of the ballots were cast in the mail with no legal signature verification, certainly not in Clark County. That is the big treasure trove of illegal balloting in all of these states.
Okay, that's pretty good. Caller asked about that. We have a case in Pennsylvania where a federal judge, this is a state judge, he said, so that's something different. That means they still have the federal piece to go to. And it's going to be interesting because they can say, Judge, we request that you know, we get all the envelopes that, and we look at them, and the judge can either deny that or say yes to that. And then they got to produce the envelopes. And what if they don't have the envelopes? Then you got a little bit of a problem there, which I think it worked to the benefit, because if they're all of a sudden gone and you didn't go by the rules, then you basically are nullifying your own election here. Okay, let me go back into Jason Chaffetz on Sean Hannity last night with Devin Nunes. Investigation and a special prosecutor is what he's requesting.
Congressman, there are a number of investigations. I mean, I look at that report from the Inspector General. I look at the investigations that you've been involved and engaged with. And I guess one of the fears is there's ultimately not going to be any justice for those that misuse their power, their police powers, or their surveillance powers. What's going to happen?
Well, that is exactly the concern that we have now. We understood why Durham didn't do anything possibly before the election. I think he should have. I think we should have known what happened in the 2016 presidential election before we voted for the 2020 presidential election, because it was Clinton. It was the Democrats. It was the DNC that were involved. But you can understand that a long-term DOJ official wouldn't want to make that decision and bring indictments before the election. But what's concerning me now is I would expect the day after the election for there to be indictments and for there to be a report. The fact that this is not coming has me very concerned. That's why I've called for a special prosecutor into this. We're probably going to need a special prosecutor into Hunter Biden. And I'm saying this not as somebody who loves that position, but I don't think we really have a choice, because Biden is knee deep in both of these things. Don't forget, you talked about General Flynn. Biden was in the room. He was one of the ones who brought up prosecuting Flynn using the Logan Act. This was Biden, who, you know, has his own office of president-elect that he's talking from in his basement. So this is, I'm believing that these people are back, just in my initial assessment over the last 24 hours, because these are the people that know where the bodies are buried, and they're going to be in these positions to not only protect themselves, but to protect Biden and Obama and everybody else.
So let me fit in now Greg Jarrett talking about the Flynn pardoning.
Greg, as you look at this situation, what's your read on it? Will we ever see justice?
I was certainly interested to hear the report that the president's considering pardoning Michael Flynn. He absolutely should. Flynn doesn't want a pardon. He wanted full exoneration and the case dismissed against him. But it's clear that this federal judge, Emmett Sullivan, has been trying to run out the clock, hoping that Trump would lose, Biden would win, somebody new at the Department of Justice would pursue the case against him. Flynn is absolutely innocent. The two FBI agents who interviewed him wrote in the report and their notes that he did not lie. You cannot prosecute somebody for lying when the only two witnesses say he didn't lie. So this has been a tremendous miscarriage of justice. I wish the case had been dismissed. But Emmett Sullivan, disgracefully to the bench, has tried to run out the clock. He's ignored the appellate court that said move with dispatch. He ignored them. It's unconscionable. And the president should issue a pardon, because that is the only way out now for Michael Flynn.
The question that I posed at the opening of the show, and that is, why did this leak now versus later on? I mean, if he's going to pardon somebody and Emmett Sullivan isn't going to move, why not do that somewhere in January, which is traditionally? And the thought is, among my group, is that by pardoning him now, that releases him to go before the grand jury and testify about what Mueller's operation did. And he would be doing it as somebody who pled guilty but was pardoned. And I'm not sure how damning that really is, you know, when you look at everything else that's going on. So the thought is that gets that something's going on with that now. I'm not saying it is, not saying it's going to happen, but that's the thought process that a lot of people are using. So I want to share that with you. Dan Moore Show is going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Fresh-cut Fraser firs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Earnest Financial LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's 72922A, this is where we are.
But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Okay, boys and girls, want to get your shots in? 272-9228 is where we are. Let's listen to how CBS handles the story of the Biden transition.
President-elect Joe Biden says his transition team is now in touch with officials across every single federal agency. And the next president revealed his Secretary of State and other top diplomatic officials yesterday and says he'll name members of his economic team in the week to come. Nicole Killian is covering the transition for us in Wilmington, Delaware.
America is back. Ready to lead the world?
President-elect Biden formally introduced his foreign policy and national security team on Tuesday. The six nominees displayed a major change in tone from the Trump administration.
I have never shied away from speaking truth to power.
If confirmed, they would include the first woman to lead the intelligence community, the first Latino Homeland Security Secretary, and the first climate envoy to have a seat on the National Security Council, former Secretary of State John Kerry.
In addressing the climate crisis, President-elect Joe Biden is determined to seize the future now.
The President-elect's team also highlights a marked shift in policy.
America is back. Multilateralism is back. Diplomacy is back.
Man, I wonder the first female CIA, I wonder how close she was with Brennan. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How are you, my friend?
Doing well. I'm just escaping the storm.
How bad is it and where are you?
Actually, I am in Elmore County, but there, like an earlier caller said, at one point you couldn't see the front of your vehicle. It was completely pouring.
Kind of hard to cut grass in the rain like that, isn't it?
It's hard to do much of anything outside. It was raining hard as if someone was mad that it hadn't.
Oh, man.
Golly. Wanted to just wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. Sounds like everybody's kind of settling into a Biden bunch. I've already heard that several times. Maybe it will catch on, a Biden bunch presidency. Just not going to be comfortable. I think it's going to be really, really similar to the Obama years, maybe even worse, because I'm not sure that Biden's not more incompetent than Obama.
Oh, so, no, by a long shot. Remember what Obama said, don't underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. That was his words.
Yeah. Well, he was right, and here we go. And, you know, I heard someone else say, I guess the best thing that could happen now is for the chips to fall and for this whole system to be exposed and a true correction made. That's the only winning card I see in this whole thing. And I don't think it will ever go back to it, but I just don't see the problem with absentee ballots. If you need one, get one, you know, do whatever you have to do, call, write, whatever you have to do, get an absentee ballot. Otherwise, if for some reason you cannot get up and go to the poll, you have 4 years to plan to get to this one place. If you can't get there by the time the poll closes, maybe you don't need to vote.
like that.
It's like you're late for work at 8 o'clock. Well, I'm here at 8:15 every morning. Okay, well, all right, 8:15 then. It doesn't work that way. The polls close, and when the polls close, the vote ought to be over.
Yeah, and again, basically substantiating who the person is, what the problem is, and no matter what happens, somebody is going to do a forensics of this thing, and they're going to they'll probably turn into a movie, or at least a show.
I imagine.
And talk about all the things that went wrong, and all the misdoings that are happening.
But nothing will ever write it, and that is the biggest problem.
Well, it'll write it if the state legislatures will do something about it. I mean, I've already talked to some House and Senate members who are asking me what I think about Alabama. I said, I think John Merrill is great, but is there anything we can do to tighten it up and be an example to the rest of the country? And I said, well, I would love to sit in a meeting with John Merrill and talk about that.
No doubt about it. I understand the blowback, but I still just don't understand what is wrong with any type of identification card. Some type of, here's me, and I'm here to vote, and cha-ching, scan it, and there you go. I've yet to understand how that inhibits someone from voting.
Well, I think that argument is getting much more lame because it's not, and this is what liberals do, is they reach out, and because of this, one, two, or three people are going to be disenfranchised. You got to do this whole big thing, and what we've learned is when you do this whole big thing, then a whole bunch of people get disenfranchised because people cheat, and they cheat.
Oh, yeah. Every time there's an opportunity.
That's exactly right.
Well, stick me in for Sweet Creek and for Mortgage Corporation, and I hope you guys have a happy and a groupful Thanksgiving.
Do you want us?
I hope you have at least a dozen people. Okay.
Do you want to us to guess at your birthday, or do you want to give it to us?
It is 6/26.
Got that for both of them, Joey? He said yes. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Hey, you guys do the same. Don't eat too much.
Don't say that. Do not say that to me. Do not say that to me.
Drink as much as you like, though.
I like it.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Wayne.
Have a great day.
Bye. Jonathan, I'm coming to you now. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. First time caller, by the way.
First time caller? Wait. First-time callers get VIP treatment here. First of all, we're going to put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 2016.
Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yes, sir. I've been a few times.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've actually recently became a father.
Congratulations, Daddy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Diesel mechanic, young man, still learning the trade. Listen to y'all all the time, Joey and Greg, and I'm hearing you talking a lot about that Mortgage Corporation of the South. I recently bought a house in December of last year, and I thought about getting it refinanced. Didn't know if there was like a time limit that you had to have the mortgage before you could do that or not.
There's not. You can. As a financial advisor, do you know what your interest rate is?
It's 3.85.
You probably can save some money, but let them run since it's so new, they can run the numbers, and you can compare a 30 to a 30 if you got it for 30, and you can just look at what the payment would be once they fold in your closing cost. And as I tell my clients, let the number tell you what to do, because I don't think you can find interest rates much lower than this ever.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, see, what it is, I got it, financed for whatever, 30 years, but it's only was set up to be fixed for 8. And I just, now that Joe's going in, I'm a little weary about, wanting at least 15,
Well, wait a minute. So it's an ARM? It's an adjustable rate mortgage? It changes?
I,
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Okay, if it's an adjustable rate mortgage and you're starting out that interest rate, I would clearly call them, and I call them right now.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is, if you're at the lowest point of interest rates, 6 to 8 years from now, is it more likely to be higher, lower, or the same? And the answer is higher.
Yes, sir. That's what I was thinking myself.
So I would lock it in. I would do that in a second.
Okay. And then you said that John was out of town this week, right?
John is taking a little well-deserved vacation, but you can call the girls and they can get the application started. Just do a favor for me and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
Yes, sir. I'll do that. Thank you very much, man. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks. I got your name in. Listen in at 1:30, 1:05 Friday, 1:30 on Friday for the two drawings you're in on, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Can I fit Jason S. in here? Jason S., how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hey, first of all, MCS and Sweet Creek 12-1.
Oh, right. Somebody else has a birthday on that day.
Oh, well, Joey has a birthday on that day.
He does?
Wow, I didn't know. I forgot.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Back when Obama was president, my understanding was the states were trying to get together at one time to do amendments to the Constitution via the states actually convening. And is that still going on, or have they just, since we have President Trump there, did they just kind of dismiss that?
No, it's still going on. It has a time limit on it, but they did not get enough states that they needed, and I think it was either two-thirds or three-quarters, I think it's two-thirds, to agree to do a constitutional convention. And part of the reason they couldn't do that is some states were wary of it, because if you do a constitutional convention and you don't write it ironclad, then you can get there and you can open it up to anything. And there are some states that were pretty smart people that knew that, and they didn't want to get involved in that. And they,
so does it need to be written first, and then the states kind of agree on it, and then go into the convention, or what needs to happen?
You can do a constitution convention that says we're going to convene about the Constitution, but we're only going to limit it to these subjects.
Okay. How many states do you know how many states we actually got that were willing, and how short we came?
I do not know. It was pretty close, actually. Alabama was one of them.
Okay, because that seems like if they get control of the Senate, Democrats get control of the Senate by hook or crook, which is what it would be, that would be about the only hope that we would have is the states to get together. Other than that, a civil war is about the only thing I see that would even come close to remedying us becoming a communist nation. And I would rather go down the first avenue than the second.
Your final choice is move, but your options
are... Where are you going to move to?
Cayman Islands, the dive capital of the world.
Okay. Hey, well, if it happens that way, sign me up. I'm willing to move. I'm so disgusted in what our country has become or is becoming. I mean, we are the light of the world as far as freedom and opportunity, and we are just self-destructing and just throwing it all down the tubes. Ronald Reagan said it perfectly. We'll go into 1,000 years of darkness.
The shining city on the hill.
Yes, it is. Well, y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm sorry to be a downer here, but just trying to see where we're at in this process.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate you. Have a great Thanksgiving yourself. Going to go to a break. Coming back to Keith after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, everyone. Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides. And I want him to share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama, and our website is WPAlabama.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's do this kind of quickly here. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, greetings, Dan.
How are you?
Good, real good. I was just catching what you were talking, your last caller, about the convention of state. Need to correct a little bit of what was said.
Do it real quick.
My friend Shannon Chambly is the point of contact.
We had him on the show.
Yeah, and, you know, she has made the point many, many times, it is not a wide-open thing. Once the convention of state is held, it is very specific to whatever task the delegation takes, whether it be term limits or taxation or whatever. And it does not bring the whole Constitution up for debate.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, because there are some constitutional scholars who said that if a state believed it to be open and they agreed to it, then it's open and agreed to.
But, you know, the critical point is, whatever is decided would have to be ratified by 3/4 of the state legislature. And that is no easy task.
No, it's not an easy task. But my problem is, when you got people out there with billions of dollars who are willing to throw them in U.S. Senate races, I'm very concerned that these conventioneers could be manipulated like a lot of other people are. Keith, I got to go. I'm running out of time here. Laurie, very quickly, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. Congratulations on getting to go to the Bama game. I hope you have a great time.
I'm not going to the Bama game. I'm going to watch the Bama game.
Oh, you're going to watch it. Okay, watch I thought you said earlier
going. I'm not. But real quick.
Okay.
We're not
I wanted to tell everybody my son is on his way back to New Orleans.
Yay!
He said traffic is horrible. So just everybody be careful driving. It's messy. It's nasty. And he just said traffic is like bumper to bumper on 65.
I appreciate that traffic report, Lori.
Can I get in on the Sweet Creek real
quick? Give me month and day of birth.
120.
You're in. Okay, thanks, Lori. Have a great Thanksgiving. Folks, we're going to go out with a Thanksgiving message from Prager University, Michael Medved, who I like an awful lot. Y'all have all heard the 1619 Project that New York Times did. He's going to debunk this and give you a lot of solid information about the founding and the foundations of Thanksgiving. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Be good. Be safe. Be back with me Friday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Joey, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care.
Food, football, and oppression. That's what Thanksgiving has come to mean to many Americans. Back in 2007, Seattle public school officials made national news by describing the holiday as a time of mourning and a bitter reminder of 500 years of betrayal. This new narrative describes the pilgrims as arrogant oppressors who fled persecution only to become persecutors themselves, depriving Native Americans of their land and their lives. But this is wrong on every count. First of all, the pilgrims didn't cross the ocean to flee persecution or even England. They'd been living for over a decade in Holland, Europe's most tolerant nation and a haven for religious dissenters. Free from interference by the Church of England, they feared seduction, not persecution, worrying that their children would be corrupted by the materialistic Dutch culture. That's why they risked their dangerous 1620 voyage to a wilderness continent, not because they were running from oppression, but because they were running toward holiness, fulfilling a fateful mission to build an ideal Christian commonwealth. They initially planned to plant this model society on the wild, wolf-infested island known to natives as Manhattan. But winds and tides blew them 250 miles off course, dumping the Mayflower on the frozen coast of Massachusetts. Somehow, the pilgrims saw their dire situation as a demonstration of providential power, especially after a giant wave picked up the flimsy boat of a scouting party on a stormy December night. The turbulent sea then deposited them safely, miraculously, on a little island within sight of the ideal location for their settlement. It was a deserted Indian village with cleared land, stored supplies of corn, and a reliable source of fresh water. No, these supposedly cruel conquerors never actually invaded that village. Instead, they expressed a fervent desire to pay the natives for the dried corn they found, if only they could find someone to pay. But the former inhabitants had perished during 3 years of plague, probably smallpox, that immediately preceded the pilgrims' arrival. One of the few survivors of that devastation turned up several months later to welcome the English newcomers. Against all odds, he proved to be the single human being on the continent best suited to help the struggling settlers, since he spoke English and had already embraced Christianity. His name was Squanto, and he had grown up in this very village before a ruthless sea captain kidnapped him as a boy and sold him into slavery in Spain. After 4 years, he was freed by kindly monks, then made his way to England, and finally sailed across the Atlantic, only to find his friends and family all wiped out by disease. Over the next few months, Squanto helped the English newcomers plant crops and negotiate a friendly trade agreement with the region's most important chief, Massasoit. No wonder pilgrim leader William Bradford called Squanto a special instrument sent of God for their good. The celebration, later known as the First Thanksgiving, actually involved a three-day harvest festival in October, apparently inspired by the biblical holiday of Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles. 90 hungry Indian warriors joined the 53 surviving pilgrims for this occasion. Nearly half of the colonists had died during the brutal winter. The Englishmen provided some vegetables, fish, and perhaps wild turkeys, while the natives brought 5 recently hunted deer as house gifts. The preferred sport on this occasion wasn't football, but shooting, with settlers and Indians sharing a fierce fascination with guns. Though these hardy pilgrims loom large in the American imagination, they never built their Plymouth settlement into a major colony. And nearby Boston, the later colony of Massachusetts Bay grew so much faster that it swallowed up the great-grandchildren of the pilgrims in 1691. But the sense of purpose of the original pilgrims left a permanent imprint on the national character. They maintained unshakable confidence that God protected them, not to grant special privileges, but to impose special responsibilities. They saw themselves as instruments, not authors, of a mysterious master plan. Today, with our continued blessings so obvious and so overwhelming, the only reason to treat this beloved national holiday as a